from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Danielle Venton, and this is the California Report. We're in the home stretch of the two-year legislative session, with less than a week to go until the deadline for bills to be passed. Let's start with climate change. Governor Jerry Brown has made the issue a hallmark of his administration, and he's praising lawmakers for passing sweeping legislation aimed at curbing greenhouse gas emissions. From KQED's Politics and Government desk, Katie Orr reports.
Senate Bill 32 requires the state to reduce emissions to 40% under 1990 levels by 2030. Assembly Bill 197 provides more oversight of the Air Resources Board and tells it to prioritize disadvantaged communities when creating pollution reduction policies. Brown says people living in those communities will benefit from these bills.
No one is more disadvantaged when you're in the Central Valley or East Los Angeles or Riverside or Imperial County or San Bernardino, and the air is so poisonous.
But some Republican lawmakers say the state is acting too fast and could hurt business. Assemblywoman Kristen Olson says everyone wants cleaner air.
My own son has asthma. I get it. We all want to work on policies that will improve the environment. But the question is, at what cost? And we've already seen thousands upon thousands of Californians hurt by the policies we've already passed.
But Brown counters that California's businesses will adapt as the state economy evolves under new rules. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
A measure cracking down on the practice of doctors shopping for narcotics was passed by the state assembly on Wednesday. The bill requires doctors check a statewide prescription database before prescribing opioids like Vicodin and OxyContin. In the last 7 years, overdose deaths from opioids have quadrupled. The CDC says overprescription is a main cause. Lawmakers in the Capitol are also taking aim at the California Public Utilities Commission. That's the agency that regulates everything from gas companies to telephone corporations and even transportation rules. Critics say the CPUC has failed in its watchdog role, citing scandals that followed the 2010 San Bruno pipeline explosion and the 2014 settlement to close the San Onofre power plant. Joining us to talk about reform bills that the legislature is advancing to Governor Jerry Brown is Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. Good morning, Marisa.
Good morning.
So lawmakers led by the state senator Mike Gatto started this year with a lofty goal, completely breaking up the CPUC. What does that reform effort look like now?
Yeah, well, back in February, Gatto proposed this very sort of wide-reaching reform, and this came after the governor in 2015 vetoed a big package of reform bills. So what Gatto wanted to do was essentially ask voters to disband the CPUC and sort of redistribute its functions to other state agencies. After months of talks with the governor and other lawmakers, he kind of scaled that back. Now what he's looking at doing is transferring the transportation functions over to Caltrans, the state's transportation agency. He wants to create a study about the possibility of moving telecommunications oversight into another agency. And then he's proposing creating two new positions who would basically be there to field whistleblower complaints and consumer complaints. I talked to Gatto about whether these changes would actually make a difference or whether the bigger issues are, you know, issues of culture and funding. And he talked specifically about a meeting earlier this year in Porter Ranch during that terrible gas leak. And he talked about the confusion he saw on the community's faces when they were kind of told about what he called the alphabet soup of different agencies overseeing the disaster and the response to it.
They wanted to know, you know, a couple simple things. Who was responsible? Why did this happen? What can we do to make it right? And what can we do to make sure it doesn't happen again? And those aren't issues of funding. Those are issues of, you know, allowing the public, the legislature, and the media to know exactly who is responsible, exactly what went wrong, and whose head should roll if something like this happens again.
So you mentioned Governor Brown vetoed reform efforts last year. What finally brought him to the table on this issue?
I think really it was just a matter of timing. There was mounting public pressure after kind of scandal after scandal was coming up. He had appointed a new president of the commission, Michael Picker, who was open to engaging. So I think the timing was just right.
You know, now, a criticism that we've heard again and again of the CPUC is that its commissioners are too close with members of industry that they regulate. So is there any legislation moving forward that addresses that coziness?
Yeah. In fact, two Bay Area lawmakers who have really been working on this issue since that terrible explosion in San Bruno 6 years ago, Senator Mark Leno from San Francisco and Senator Jerry Hill from San Mateo. Hills is looking at setting annual reviews for the executive director of the CPUC, setting performance criteria for the commission. Leno's is a much more far-reaching attempt to tackle that, you know, culture of coziness. He says unequivocally that the CPUC is too close to utilities.
Part of the problem is that when there's a conflict of interest and a commissioner should recuse him or herself, it doesn't happen.
His measure looks at essentially expanding the circumstances when a commissioner is considered to have a conflict of interest and says that someone besides that commissioner has to decide if there's a conflict. You don't get to decide yourself. It also creates much stricter rules around lobbying commissioners. He had tried to completely ban talks between the CPUC and utilities when they're setting rates, but in this compromise with the governor, it basically now requires both utility officials and commissioners to report any conversations, and it sets out new, stronger penalties for both sides if they fail to disclose this communication.
That was Marisa Lagos for KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. Thanks, Marisa.
My pleasure.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, August 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Danielle Venton. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Wharton San Francisco, where executives can pursue an MBA immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access Wharton's globally connected network. Learn more at wharton.upenn.edu. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.